Yeah, not too bad, yeah. Recovered well, yeah.
Are you looking forward to three games in a week?
Yeah, why not?
It's something you feel you can still do and do well.
I don't know how many times I can do it, but, you know, I've not done it too often this season, so, yeah, it should be alright.
Did you think that when Matt went off on Saturday and you thought, well, that's me definitely in for three games in a week?
No, actually, I was more concerned about Matt, really. I was hoping it wasn't too bad, but, I mean, we can always change the shape if need be. We can play a back four, Troy and Jack. I think Jack's done really well since he's come in. He's looking more comfortable every game. So, you know, we've got options, so it's not a be-all and end-all. So we'll see what happens.
About Jack, he's done really well since he's come in. Do you Matt, try and sort of put your arm around him and try and guide him through? Is that something, not only in your coaching role, but the fact that you're an experienced player?
Yeah, of course. And, you know, it's the same. When I was a young lad coming through, I had senior pros telling me little bits and bobs, giving me advice, and just by watching them really as well, you learn quite a lot and playing with them. So, yeah, Jack's he looks comfortable. He's got good physique. Yeah. He's growing in confidence every game that he plays, and he's doing it in training as well. So, hopefully, he'll have a long career at Cheltenham Town.
But how important was Saturday's result rather than the performance and everything? Is there more of a relieved feeling and a bit of a thank goodness that's over?
Yeah, I mean, it's 7-8 games without a win. You start feeling the pressure a little bit, but performances haven't been that bad, and it was pleasing Saturday that we got a win. Whichever way it came about, it was 3 points which we needed. Pleasing thing was we scored 3 goals. We'd have liked it a bit more comfortable than it was towards the end, but. You know, like you say, it's 3 points that was badly needed, and we're just pleased that we got them.
Yeah, obviously, not just a player, but a coach now. You obviously had a watching brief on what happened at Shrewsbury after going off. How much did you think, Brian, the onus is on me now, both as a player and a coach, to have a really strong week with the boys?
Yeah, I mean, it was disappointing. I thought we handled them well first half. Yeah. It was disappointing for me that I got pretty bad dead leg, and I couldn't quite run it off. But we went 1-0 up, and I thought, you know, we don't concede many, so we've got a chance hanging on. But we had a look at it. We had a good look at it over the week, see where we went wrong, how to put it right. And I thought on the whole Saturday we defended pretty resolutely. Yeah. It was a sloppy start to the second half, which we'll have a look at. But apart from that, I thought we played well most of the game. So we learnt from the Shrewsbury result, and we took it into Saturday and got the result.
You mentioned sloppy start to the second half. That's two games sort of running that it's happened. Is there something you could put your finger on why that would be?
Not really, no. We don't tend to change too much. We stick to the same thing. So, you know, it's just one of them things that we'll have to look at and try and address. But on the whole, I think we've done okay defensively this season. Yeah. So we're just trying to build on the start we've had and get back to trying to keep clean sheets as best we can.
And Cambridge, a bit of an unknown quantity in the fact that gentlemen then Cambridge haven't come up against each other in the league in the last few years. What do you know in terms of sort of scouting reports from them?
Well, quite a lot. I mean, I watched them for a bit on Sky when they played Oxford. We know they score a lot of goals. Yeah. You say an unknown quantity, but we do a lot of research on the teams who we're playing against, so we know there are a handful up front. They've got some decent midfielders, so, you know, it's going to be a tough game. They're scoring loads of goals. They conceded a few of those, so we're looking to exploit that. But we'll know all about Cambridge by the time we play them tomorrow night.
And you say they score a lot of goals. Is that something that you sort of relish attacking in a bit of a way as a defender, thinking, well, let's try and shut them up, let's try and stop them?
Yeah, you want to stop every team you play against. Sometimes you do it, sometimes you don't, but... Yeah. The main priority every game is to start with a clean sheet, so it'll be no different Tuesday night, and we're looking forward to it.
And 4 months into the new role, how are you enjoying it, and how much of a change is it fit for you?
Not really, not a big change, to be honest with you. I mean, I've done a little bit with the defenders afterwards, and a bit of warm down, and spoke to them for the game Saturday about just, we had a few video clips just looking at how they concede and where they score their goals from. So, but apart from that, I've been playing most weeks. Yeah. So my working week's been a pretty normal week as a player, really, which obviously now is still my priority. Yeah. That I want to play as many games as possible. So, it's just been a normal working week. I try and do a little bit with Matty and Jack and Troy after training. and just really it's been a case of just handing out a bit of advice here and there, which I've been doing anyway, so it's not really changed a lot, so I'm glad that I'm still playing and still in the team and just preparing normally as a player at the moment.
Keen to keep the number on the training kit rather than the initials.
Exactly, yeah.
Excellent.